You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's table salt? That tasty white stuff you sprinkle on your food has a lot of science behind it. When we talk about table salt, we're referring to a mineral known as sodium chloride with the chemical formula NaCl. It's a combination of two elements, sodium and chlorine. Na, big N, little a, is a scientific abbreviation for sodium. It comes from the Latin word natrium, the term they used for a mineral called soda ash, and Cl, big C, little l, is the scientific abbreviation for chlorine. In nature, table salt, sodium chloride, forms as a mineral called halite. Halite is often clear and colorless, or white in color, and forms as a cube-shaped mineral. Halite is also called rock salt, since it's large and chunky. It's created as salty water evaporates. This can be surface water, such as salty lakes, remains of ancient seas, or the shallow pools of modern seas and bays. It can also be from underground saltwater sources that evaporated and are now mined for the salt. In fact, mining underground for that ancient, dried-up sea salt is a primary source for salt. Another way is to collect it when the sun and wind causes seawater to evaporate along shallow shores. This type of table salt can have other trace minerals in it that were in the seawater besides sodium chloride. And it can be produced by people with technology through mechanical evaporation. In this method, water is pumped into underground salt deposits, the salt is dissolved, pumped back up, and then the water is evaporated, leaving the salt. Most of our table salt is made this way, and the two main countries for salt production are China as the biggest producer, followed by the U.S. Even though millions of tons of salt are produced or mined each year, only about 10% is used for food. Table salt can be added to food for flavoring, but it's also important as a preservative. This means it can be used to cure food and store it when you didn't have refrigeration. Here's a fun home or classroom experiment you can try. Cut 5 fresh apple slices. Place a slice into 5 identical clear glasses. Leave 1 glass alone, cover the 2nd with water, the 3rd with lemon juice, the 4th with vinegar, and the last with salt water. Observe them every day for a week or two and compare how the slices are preserved. Well, we've just learned a little bit about table salt. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.